Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Make the head his footstool. The Elohim is your name. The Lord of hosts himself. The I am who is I am. We give you praise. Can we raise the sound of the trumpet? Lift your hands, everyone, wherever you are. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Let worship flow from your heart. We give you praise, the Lord strong and mighty. We bless your holy name. The I am that I am. The one who raised men from the dunghill and set them to sit with princes. We bless you. Because we know that destinies, lives are coming alive tonight. Oh, we give you praise. I have not seen enough hunger communicated tonight. And I don't know just how expectant someone is. I don't know if this meeting is a last bus stop or you still have more options. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Shakatabalakate shahadredi shateke. Oh, Father. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Shalikabadea. And forever. Hallelujah, you are God. Leave the sound, leave the sound. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, you are God.
Hallelujah, you are God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
You are holy.
And forever you are God.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Shakatabalakate.
And forever you are God.
Oh, oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. Thou that sits between the cherubims, shine forth tonight. and show up with healing in your wings and help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hey, help me please. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now this is such an atmosphere of God's glory, and there's a lot of possibilities. I want you to master the culture of hosting God. Amen? Aha. Master the culture. Please be seated. Some of you are thinking English people, so I might need my, because of course I trust you, you have mastered my please be seated, but hold your mic. Hey, flow for me please. I want to celebrate everyone. Now I can welcome you properly. So good to see your face. I've been longing to see you, and I'm so excited. So excited. I can't wait to speak with you one-on-one and get to make new friends. Some of you have been online on Zoom and all that. But finally, we are going to be seen, and I'm so excited. Please give yourself a big clap. Amen. I want to celebrate my friend, Pastor Sam. So good to see you. Thank you, sir. Help me honor him. Thank you, sir. He came all the way from Malaysia to come fellowship with us. And it takes humility. It takes humility. Thank you so much. I don't take you for granted. I honor you. God bless you, sir. Please be seated. One of the codes that must not die in the body of Christ is the code of brotherhood. The code of brotherhood. I don't want to go into this story as much. Maybe just myself and one person here knows the story. Something happened. I don't want to go into the details. And I got a call, say somebody died and so on. So I checked while I was praying, and I saw that one of my friends is close to the person. I called him. Said something happened. And he said a statement. He said to me, he said, one day, this person posted on his WhatsApp status that if he dies now, does he have a friend that can wake him up? He said, so I'm going to go and do it, because I told him I will. So he went and drove. Kept calling him. Said, I'm still praying. That's brotherhood. We must not lose that code. We must never be lifted in pride in our heart. Where the brothers used to sit and eat together. Now feel small. Mm-mm. We must embrace it. With everything that we have. Amen. And let me quickly appeal that if you are seated in the auditorium and you lead a ministry, please, after the service, just come to the front. We have our pastors waiting for you here. So we can honor you the way you should. We have provisions for you. We can be able to treat you with honor. We honor everyone. You know that, right? Aha. But you understand in context. You are trained people. Amen. We give honor to whom it is due. And never you say that the ministry is just on WhatsApp. There's no just on WhatsApp. Ministry is ministry. Amen. Anything that has life will grow. Aha. Everything that has life will grow. Doesn't matter where it is. It's going to grow. Say loud and clear, it will grow. Oh yes. It will grow. Glory to Jesus. Oh, I'm so excited. Let's give the Lord a big hand again. Oh, yes. One of the things I look forward to doing in this conference is to impart you a spiritual gift. Amen. There are impartations you need to run with. There are impartations you need to run with. There are impartations you need to run with. It's not going to be a small dose. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Praise God. I want to honor everyone. I don't want to mention names again so that I'll not leave anyone unmentioned. But you know yourselves. God bless you. May God increase you. In Jesus' name. The Lord laid a burden in my heart, and I trust God today, tonight, tomorrow morning, we should be able to deal with it. One of the things that is a challenge right now is how to, or let me say, the possibility of raising believers with predictable curriculum. That is, we have come to the point where we are not guessing. That we know if we can lay our hands on this body of knowledge, anyone that passes through this curriculum, word plus spirit, will emerge as this, certainly. Not under probability, certainly. Our work has to be certain. When Jesus came, what he did was not guesswork. How could he be confident to function with 12 and lead the world with them and know it can't fail? That's not guesswork. That if I have the privilege of pastoring a church and all I will do is to be there for 3 years, I can be sure that in my absence they will do better. The curriculum that we use in Ibadan Church is not guesswork. You can't leave a place like this and get out and be sure it can't die. And I want to bring to you from the things that the Lord has revealed to me that you need this both as a man that is being raised and a man that God will use to raise people. You need to understand that there is a body of knowledge in God that is not a function of guesswork. If you understand this, the result will be certain 100 times in 100 tries. That is, you will never have a situation where a climate is said to be stony or a climate is said to be difficult. With that same predictable understanding, you will get result again and again. You will raise people in different countries, they will look alike. Because the same syllabus bettered them. And you cannot give it if you have not received it. You can't teach it if you have not gone through it. So this is for people. Maybe for you it is going to be a two-way thing. First, you need to understand that these are the things I need to submit to. And some of you are in that process of the curriculum, but you don't know. Hence the reason why you are saying God should end the heat. But it is a fire that must end. Sometimes I see people cry. Look at the agitation in Nigeria today. They are saying we reject Muslim ticket. Which Christian do we have around the seat of power that has been raised with a predictable syllabus that will stand out for God the way you mean it? We are only shouting for the name. We've not really found people. Our systems, our church needs to begin to produce people that when they come out, we know if this one ends up as a politician, he's a Daniel. If this one ends up as an economist, this is a Joseph. It is so predictable. We are not going to be baby watching them over and over again. We know they will not crash. Ephesians chapter number 4. Let me show you a scripture. Ephesians chapter number 4. We're going to read this scripture in Message translation. Let me check. Is it Message or Amplified? Ephesians chapter number 4. Let's go to verse 14. Ephesians 4 verse 14. Says no prolonged infancies amongst us, please. We will not tolerate babes in the woods. Small children who are an easy mark for imposters. That is what we have to do. The assignment on ground does not tolerate having people who are not maturing. We need everyone to grow fast and come to the place of responsibility. Those who have passed through the syllabus and are not maturing becomes easy mark for us. They become a tool with which the devil can downgrade what we are doing. Most times the enemies of the church are not outside the church. They are believers who failed in process and speak against the curriculum because they did not submit to it. The same people can learn in the same hand and they turn out to become different things. And as I studied into curriculums that will raise giants, that's my topic, curriculum of giants. As I began to study into this curriculum, I began to ask questions. Who are the examples I found in scriptures that raised men and they had predictable outcome? They almost had a 100% case that everyone who passed through their hand emerged as giant. I studied through and through, and I could come out with two names. And one of the things I had to agree and submit to God about is that it is also not about the curriculum, it's about the man. Judas was a man under the best curriculum, but he failed. And sometimes, listen to what I'm saying here, because I'm going to show you many deep things. Sometimes, God will still have to bring a Peter, a Paul, who was not part of the immediate syllabus. Because sometimes, people can be part of the process, and they go up in pride. And God will have to find another man. I'm not saying Peter was proud, but I'm saying at some point, God couldn't carry him. Rigidity is pride. Your assignment will demand several points of flexibility where you swallow your words, not for compromise, but for growth. Certain things you have thought you will not be able to do, some you will not be able to do now. At certain point in your assignment, God will have to reverse them. You will have to become what you have said you can't do. And you will have to submit to it, and that's the only way out. So men of destiny don't defend what they have said. They stand to obey everything God has said. Because sometimes what you have said, you spoke it in ignorance. At a point that you have not matured to know God and what He has for your life. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So is there a predictable curriculum? I love that Pastor Ayojani was here. Dr. Akin Akinpelu. And he shared a time. If I was correct, yes. He went to RCCG, a Papa family. And he met a man who was discipling a few people. It was on a Saturday, was discipling some people. And they called themselves some names. It has to do with the state or something. And he was training them for that. And in that small group, we had people like Obi Ezekwesili come out. The vice president, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, emerged. And many people who went on to become something predictable. Do we still have that curriculum in God? That if you are seated, you are not going to come under probability. It is certain. If you move from point A to the last point, this is who you will become. The devil cannot hijack it in between if you don't cooperate with him. Anyone who goes through this emerges this. It is certain. The body of knowledge is received, tested, and trusted. Does that body of knowledge exist? Yes. And as a minister, for those of you who are in ministry, you need to understand that the church must not just be a family. It must be a school also. That anyone who come, as long as they are certain duration, this is what we expect them to become. It is garbage in, garbage out. If you fail to feed them correctly, they will manifest wrongly. So we must understand this. We will not fight as one that is beating the hair. We will not fight with uncertainty. We are going to function with a sense of precision. Wisdom that is from above, that is pure. We are not guessworking. That if I'm functioning in the level of wisdom, and people rise and criticize me, I will not change because of what they are saying. I know what I'm talking about and where I'm speaking from. It's tested and trusted. Because we have believers who turn at every provocation. Because they are only imitating. They've not received. They are copying what they saw someone do. They have not received it. They have not received it. They have not received it. And if you as a person, either a leader, a pastor, an apostle, sit down and you allow God to take you through this curriculum, you should come out as a mighty man. And I began to ask myself a question. What did David teach them in the cave of Adullam? Because two names stood out when I look at quality of shepherds. One in the old and one in the new. David and Jesus. It seems as though everyone that passed through their hands succeeded. Jesus was speaking in John 17. He said, all that you have given to me, I have kept.
That's a very difficult statement. All I have kept except for the son of perdition. That was not a statement of 3 years, 3.5 years. That was a statement of 33.5 years. That is, in the 33.5 years of my life, everything you have placed in my hands I have kept. David says something similar. When I watched my father's sheep, a lion and a bear came. I took the sheep out of their mouth and devoured them. Nothing has died in my hands before. That people will not come around you and one becomes terrible, another one becomes dangerous. We understand that likely the onus is on them. But that you too have received. You have received from God certain ordinance. That it is predictable. We are not saying come because we want crowd. If you come, this is who you will become. When we say come and your life will be helped, we are not saying so because we want the chairs to be filled. We truly have the kit it takes to equip you. That when you come and join our camp, it is not that you have come to fill space. You will know it. That this is what your life will become. It is not a joke. How can we have hospitals? I am not certain about their procedures. How can a doctor open you up and he doesn't know what to do next? How do we have pastors, leaders, who are not certain about what to do with the destinies under them? It must be given to you from above. That is what you will now walk with. That is what you will wage warfare with. This is what is going to be the template. That what is going to be the guideline for every activity. That if I raise men from 10 different territories, people will tell them apart because they are different. There are universities in Nigeria today that when you are a product of those schools, it looks as though you are their favorite when you apply for jobs because they can testify of the curriculum, the process that bets you. So while just tendering your CV from seeing the university, they approve of you. Can we also have believers that when you know They looked at the disciples. They saw they were unlearned. But they took note of them. That they had been with Christ. They knew only one person could have produced this quality of men. Christ. Hence Christians. They knew they were not learned. What they were saying was not because they went to a school. They knew their colleagues that went to schools together. But they knew these ones were not there. They said the only way this kind could have been out is that they have been with Christ. So when Jesus said, follow me, he did not say, I may make you. He said, I will make you. That is, if you follow, you will certainly be made. That is a predictable statement. That if you follow me, this is what you will become. If you follow my instructions and bind them on the tablet of your heart, any man who does this will come out on the other side as this. If you have not gotten the curriculum, you can't say that word, follow me. If you say it, you have wasted their lives. And this is my prayer every day. That if any man follows me, will their lives be certain? Will it be sure of what God will have them become? Through teachings, prayers, and ministry of the Spirit. Will these men be bettered according to their kind of destiny? So we must be able to have a system. That when people enter, this is what they are coming out as. Not under probability. It is certain. Say it again, it is certain. Say it again, it is certain. Say it again, it is certain. Just like our schools that produce engineers, doctors, accountants. And now someone can say, I've gone to study medicine. And you can trust the person with your life. Not just for the title, but for the curriculum that produced this person. That the body of knowledge, practicalities they've gone through, my case will not be unusual. Now I can go and sleep. And trust this doctor to operate on me. And know that my life is safe. This is the same way you should be sure. That God can begin to recommend you as an institution. Go under him. If any man is to become this in their time, go under him. You will come out as this. I can vouch. God said, I know Abraham, my servant. He will command his household after him. That is, if you follow Abraham, you will come after him. God said, I'm recommending you to a school. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is that God can recommend men to men. There is a man who doesn't have, and God is taking from what he doesn't have and giving to the one who has. Because the one who has is faithful. And God is bringing more people, more people, more people. People will sleep and have visions and see God leading them, go to that man. What kind of thing is that? What have you become that God will tell a man in his dream, you better get up and fasten yourself to his chariot. That man is going to pass through your place once. You must locate him and join his company. You may not have all the access once, but follow. Eat from the crumbs. You will come to a point you begin to eat at the tables. And when you do so, you will emerge. You will become certainly what I have in mind. Are you following what I'm saying here? You must understand that. When it comes to increase, it is God who brings it. He recommends men to quality men. So as a man in a territory, you must understand, if you do your homework well, God can appear to people in dreams and visions and tell them, go to that church. God's hand is not so short, he can't provide for your ministries and bring millions and those who have it. How come many of them keep having visions that they should go to social and so ministries when they have more than enough? But because God knows that those grounds have become so fertile, something will come back. It is one thing to be in need. It is another thing to be a fertile ground. Once you become, God will make you an institution that people will have to give to for them to have certain things. It is a commandment. At that point, you can't stop it. You can't stop it. And I've found this principle to be true. That people can reach out to you from different nations of the world and said, I was trusting God for so and so thing. And God said, I should be committed to you, sir. It must be that I'm also committed to something bigger than money. If I chase whatever other person is chasing, there's no point everyone adding to my camp. It must be that I've burnt my bridges. Many sons of the prophet followed Elijah, but there was a man that followed with a different heart, Elisha. And I've said this, you cannot emerge under a leader you don't love. The quality of relationship shows the quality of his heart towards the person. Shows the quality of the heart. Check those who follow and follow grumbling. And like Ezekiel 33:31 says, that they speak against you in their walls and in their cities, saying, let's go sit before him. All right? It's like unto us a man who brings sounds of entertainment. He said, and they come and sit before you as my people come. And they listen to you. But they hear the words of your mouth, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart turns after their own covetousness. Another translation says, what they care about is just merely getting ahead. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes you are the one who will decide that the grace upon my spiritual family must work for me. It must produce the kind of man I should become. You cannot go through any curriculum if you miss classes. No. Because the place of interpretation is through those classes. The instrument that God will use to raise men is the word. And that's why you must understand you are a leader of a ministry. The tool that will mold your people is the word. The quality of the word determines the quality of the people. You cannot separate their emergence from the quality of the word. So you want to insist that nobody miss classes. You want to insist that you have students who are Berean. A culture must be built in that house. Beyond the culture of just coming to church, they must go back and sit with it. Hence, it will look like the same grace is not available for all. The grace is strong, it is potent, but only few are seeing it. And I know that it takes a lot of time to listen to a man before you hear him. It takes a lot of time to listen to a man to hear him. You will have to crack the walls of defenses in your heart. The reason for repetition in listening is not for the message, it's for you. The word is sharp enough, but your heart is dull. And there will be a need for you to build the culture of listening and listening and listening again. One day Pastor Chris Akilome said, why is it that so many preachers can sit under the same leader and emerge with different quality of results, both in the supernatural and in the material world? And he said, it's very simple. Some belong to the category of those who are listening very well. Others are not listening very well. I said, is it that simple? And I found out it is true. Every secret that will bet a new level comes through a word. But are you listening? Everything. Sometimes it is not the statement. It is what the Holy Ghost said because you heard the statement. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't hear the statement, you will not hear the sequel. Sometimes you will hear it. Then it meets up with something on your inside. Then something is born from that. And sometimes a word is not even going in a direction. And from those things that looks proverbial, you know this is the next thing to do. There was a year I went on a retreat. I go on a retreat towards the ending of every year in preparation for the new year. And I asked God for what He will have us do. And I messaged my friend. I said, I have found the secret to building supernatural churches. I said, I will not step out of this place if I did not find that secret. I said, I have found the secret. And as we're entering the following year, I was entering with a predictable download, knowing that what I'm doing is not that it may work. It will work. And even if the man trusted to do it, failed to do it, the quality of what I've done will be able to make me bring a worker, and it will still work. And that's why in Sphere of Light Church, we never lack men. There is a predictable curriculum. And I can tell you, and I say what I'm saying with humility, you need a body of knowledge. You need a body of knowledge. You need a body of knowledge. Now, when you step out to a place and say to them, well, I'm new in this city and I just want to worship in this church, and they ask you, where have you been worshiping before? Said, by the grace of God, I served under Apostle Lazarus. You what? Said, I served under him. You what? Said, I served under him. We can trust you. We can trust you. We can trust you. Because we know where you are coming from. We can trust you. One of my sons went to see a pastor concerning the girl he wanted to marry. And I said to them, when you get to that place, tell them you are a son to Apostle Lazarus. And when he told them, say, ah, you have our daughter already. You have our daughter already. Say, ah, he's a big friend of our house. We have our daughter already. They could trust him that where you are coming from, we've seen the kind of men coming out of there. This is the reason why we put our bodies under, so that our image will not be dried outside. And shame will through us affect those that are coming. And they will say, we know your father. This is the reason why, no matter the pressure, we rather cry in the secret place and say, I will not sell off. Because we are an institution and shame must not come. If not, all our students will be affected. You must understand what happened when the head crashed. The entire body is ridiculed. And that's why you pray for your leaders. That's why you pray. That no matter the pressure I go through in life, I will cry and lock myself up. Father, you who made the heavens and earth, unto you that is able to keep us from falling, now I've come. Help me. Are you following what I'm saying here? By a prophet, God rescued the Israelites of Egypt. By a prophet, they were preserved. A time will come that a man will become a hiding place. He will become a hiding place. That those who go through under him, they are truly hidden. That everything called certain weaknesses can die because you're under certain coverings. Not just for the quality of teaching, but for the life that burns it. That when you think about it, it dies. Because curriculum goes beyond just what is said. It has to do with the environment also. There's an environment that is compatible with learning. There's an environment that is not. And our prayer is that we become that environment. And many times I remember one of my daughters told me, and we are still going to go back to those practices by the grace of God. I said, I have a brother. He's a cultist. He's this and that. I said, bring him. Let him come. I'm too certain. You cannot be in this house and not change. You cannot. We have our normal devotions, our prayers, everything we're doing. There was no special ministration to him. There was no special counseling. There was no special anything. And one day we're praying. And I looked for him. I didn't see him. And I looked behind the chair. And I saw him crying. He was crying to God and he was speaking in tongues. And he was saying, oh God, use me. Can we bet environment that is certain to produce certain kind of men? That no matter what the devil has done, just let them come. No matter the prayerlessness, let them come. This environment is certain. Anyone under this cloud becomes like this. That no matter the confusion, when we say come to Sphere of Light Church, we're not just inviting you to a church like I said to our pastors, we have no business spreading if we are not increasing, if we are not making people's life better. There's no point. The church is not a business center. We are not spreading for spreading sake. If we have no impact in any territory, there's no point going there. That I can come to a point that if new, if first timers come to our church, I can know they are fortunate. Because I know I have a brief time to spend there before I go. It must be that you matter to God. And when I place a man there, the man also knows where I'm coming from. For you to be here, you must mean something to God. We are that certain. Can I step it a bit further? Now, when I come face to face with sickness, somebody on wheelchair, I'm not thinking whether you'll be healed. I've received a body of wisdom plus anointing that if I truly pray for you, indeed, you will get up. It is not that you may get up. It is not that you'll be healed slowly. You will get up. I heard Pastor Chris sharing a story about when, Ben Hinn sharing a story about a time Pastor Chris came to visit him in America and got to his house. And I said, what? Got to his house. And I think they decided to visit someone that has been sick. Benin said he has been praying for this person for a while. He will go there and pray for the person. And yes, it does happen. Even with anointed men. And he said that day when Pastor Chris came, he looked at the person on wheelchair and looked at the person and said, get up. And that was it. And the fellow got up. And Benin said he was shocked. He didn't pray. He didn't lead songs. He said he will need songs to ascend. How do you just enter and look at him and say, get up? You may not understand the story of Joshua, the son of Benin, how God hastened his conversion. It was when Pastor Chris went to his house for the first time and the boy came to meet him and he stood before the boy and he looked into his eyes and looked into his eyes and the boy busted out in tongues. What kind of life is that? Can it be that predictable? What kind of order is that? That if I step to a place I know, I come with an impact of the Spirit. It will spread and smear on anyone who dares to come close. I am not saying potters will come. I've become a potter. An atmosphere myself. I've become an atmosphere of the Spirit. That when you come around me, you'll find certain network. It is not a guesswork. It is a must. You can't sit down and not get insight. He said when the son Joshua said, who is that man? Who is that man? He just looked at him. And the boy blurted out in tongues. There is a predictable way, sir. Please be seated. There is a predictable life. Benin was sharing how he was shocked. Watching healing school. In Believers Love World. And he just saw the man of God come out. And we step out. And we were lined up in sickness. HIV, AIDS, cancer, anything. And he would just go to them. You are free. You are free. You are free. Out of him. You are free. Out of him. And it is not fluke. 100 cases healing. It is not fluke. People can tell that where medical knowledge fails, if I can get to meet him, it is predictable. The woman with the issue of blood did not say I may be healed. Say if I can hold the hem of his garment, I know if I can, just when I can, it is certain. And it proved to be true. It proved to be true. It proved to be true. People can say if I can come to that church and it's there, I will be healed. And when they come, God will prove them to be true. Somebody can invite a friend and say, join our prayer and watch. The moment you join, you'll get your word. The man of God does not know anything. As the fellow is logging in, first statement, there's somebody here. Predictable. We fast, we pray, we study so we can be that sharp. Our cutting edge has to be sharp. Because some assignment can't wait. It requires men who are sharp in the spirit. God's emergency systems. I shared the story. I've shared many stories around that. And I can tell you for free, I cannot afford to live my life like every other person. Almost every time I go on the road, it's point for intercession. It's just like God has been waiting for me to pass. Certain people will pass and say, so and so person, that is his name. Pray for him. This is what the devil is planning. 100 times out of 100 situations, ask them for their name. They will tell you, that's my name. It's not the realm of guesswork. There's a realm where prophetic is not maybe. If I say there's somebody and nobody's come out, it may be that the fellow is sleeping. But that the fellow is not there is a lie of the devil. I told people, don't pity me when I prophesy. I say, this fellow is not coming out. Maybe Apostle is wrong. Wrong where? It's the water at the ankle. That's the point where it can be mixed. Wrong how? We can stand and stay on it. And say, I know you are here. You may be afraid. And you see it exactly so. There is an exactitude with which we must function. It is predictable. Not like you are saying, maybe I didn't get it. No. You can't take the word for Jesus like that. We can't. Please be seated. People ask me when they watch the healing meetings, how does these things happen? Maybe sometimes they do feel the way he's even talking and the way he's praying. Will anyone be healed here this morning? Only for you to begin to hear. Somebody's leg grew out. Somebody's lumps disappeared. Somebody said, I placed my hands on the lumps and I saw it melting. Now when we say come and be healed, we are not saying maybe there will be no... We are saying as long as we pray, there will be answers. Ask people. Sometimes they tell me, somebody has cancer. Come and pray for this person. I wait till I see that light. And I want to have control on the environment. And I tell them, I prayed for this person. Control the environment. Make sure life enters. Somebody has diabetes. This is what we are doing. I prayed now. But make sure this fellow is not left alone for fear to minister. We can be exact. We can be exact. The same way doctors will prescribe drugs, we can prescribe activities of the spirit that will take care of any plague. Any plague. Whether masturbation, whatever, they can be cured under a predictable curriculum. Enough of fighting as one beating the hair. And people can no longer trust us because we don't even know what works. And it looks like we are scrambling. And once in a while, when you have 100 keys to open a door, and they try and try and try and find one, they will not wait to go and learn what key opened this door. So when next I stand here, I don't have to use 99 before I find the one. I can know exactly which one. That if I stretch this, it will open. I tell God, send me to dry territories to prove again and again that there are no dry territories. There are no dry territories. And everywhere I go, I tell the people, in no time, you will not be able to tell where people are coming from. They will be because I know, once the school is right, the recruitment is sure. That they will be recruited is a sure matter. Forget about strategies. Let's do what we have to do in the spirit. You will not know where they are coming from. God will export the word beyond your shores. These things, many of these things, people just stress themselves. Become that hiding place. See if God will not bring men. How can God trust a David with those kind of men? Do you know how they came? They were indebted. They were broke. They didn't look like it. They came into Adullam. Imagine on the other side. As mighty men. Each of them is dangerous. You wonder how one man can be trusted with such men of might. The Bible began to describe one of them that fought till his hand grew weary. And sword stayed in his hands. Clave to his hands. Men who look like beasts. Who erased them? What kind of syllables? What kind of syllables did he use? Who erased them? What did he teach them? What did they see? Why would David say, I feel like drinking water from the well of Bethlehem, at the gate of Bethlehem? And they will risk their life and break through camps, enter to bring the water and come back. The water didn't spill. How were you killing and the water didn't pour away? What kind of men are these? And he began to mention them. And you will know at that point, you will understand that there must have been a level of humility in approach to the description of David. He himself must have been dangerous. How can the Bible say the man never turned his back in battle? Not once. Until his son was after him. Because he made a mistake. He never ran from any enemy. All the battles he fought, he won. All the battles he fought, he won. When they were describing those men, were these the men that were once broke? Listen to what I'm saying here. Everyone under you that seems to be giving you a problem have a quality of life that your grace should make manifest. Say, when they come to church, they are so broke. They are the ones that, when they come to church now, we even have to go and put food in their house. They are stressing our offering and tithe. Understand that. Beyond what you give, there is something upon your life. Raw material is calling to manifestation the grace of David. The Davidic anointing is going to invite men who are not looking like it. If you are a man, you are marrying a woman, she's so raw, you don't understand her. There is a grace upon your life to mature her. You say, what kind of woman have I married? Understand that you are a David. And God has trusted you with this person. She's to become a mighty woman. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I was marrying my wife, I checked that track record, but I knew she would become more. I knew we cannot be married and you'll do less. I knew exactly what to do. It was not guesswork. And where we are right now, I know exactly what I'm doing for her to move to another level. It is not guesswork. That if I look at a man and say, I want to take you serious and I want to bring you close, I know I can do that for 6 months. If we do that for 6 months, this is what you should be if you follow well. Not what you may be. This is what you should be. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So see yourself as an hospital and see those coming to you as patients. Are they taking a risk or their life is preserved? Is God taking a risk by sending his own to you or their life is preserved? Is he taking it? Are you following what I'm saying here? If you're a woman and a man marries you at this level, has God risked his destiny with you? One time, one of my leaders shared a story of a woman that went with her husband to buy fuel at a filling station. And they met a man and she was pointing to her husband. That's my ex. They greeted and said, oh, what are you doing now? Say this. Wow, say, well done. Thank you for this and all that. And they left. And she said to her husband, that's my ex. And the husband said, wow, thank God you married me. If not by now, you'd have been the wife of a petrol attendant. She said, no. If I'd married him, you'll be the one seated by this steering. I know who I am. That's the meaning. I cannot marry a man and he goes down. You must decide that. When my dad, you must say, God, if my husband crashed, ask me. That's a statement. You must have women who can say that again. And I know I have the Esther anointing. It cannot crash as long as we are here. I will pray and fast. I will hold him. It must be that certain. And that's why you must not fasten yourself with ungodly people. They will be easy tool for the devil to deploy. They've not known the ways of prayer. They can't stand in the days of battle. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me show you scriptures. Ezekiel chapter number 34. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How can you walk when you don't know the ways of the wind? How can you fly when you don't know the ways of the Spirit? How can you run when you don't know the ways of the wind? His power at work in you is bringing everything. He's changing everything. In obedience, he's transforming everything. Forming everything. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know in his hands is the key to eternal life. A little here, a little there, until his will is done. He's at work in you. He's bringing everything. He's transforming everything. Hear us now, O God of all the earth, as we pray, as we pray. Hear us now, O God of all the earth, as we pray, as we pray. As the days are drawing near, there must be certainty, there must be certainty. There must be certainty. We must be certain. We cannot be fighting as one beating the hair. All over the world, your spirit is moving. So let me. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world.
There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, all over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Oh, Jesus. Sit down for a while. Sit down for a while. It looks like there's about to be an outburst of the Spirit from someone's. Father, let there be a release on those ones. One, two, three. Break out. There be an outbreak. Yes, you can't help it. Break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. At different levels, the anointing for operations are released. Uh-huh. And just when it shows up, he unleash upon you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's continue. Try and sit if you can. Try and sit if you can. It's an atmosphere of the Spirit. Just allow people. Allow people. Ezekiel 34. Let's start reading from verse 22. Ezekiel 34. We'll start from verse 22. Therefore I will save my flock, and they shall no more be prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. Verse 23 now. I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Are you seeing that? God can set a whole nation as a flock under a man when it becomes predictable. When God sees that he has received the template. You must understand, this thing called crowd is not just what you pursue. God brings it. You must grow to meet certain accreditation. Then he brings it. God said, David was not the one saying, I want crowd. God said, I will set them up under him. If they come under David, they are safe. I can get to a new territory. And you wonder, where are men coming from? Because God has been waiting for a David. He's been waiting. He's been waiting. That my sheep will no longer be prey for different animals. No. Now there is a David. The one with a track record that nothing dies in his hands. You must understand that. That what you are doing now, there's a track record God is building. Don't let anything die in your hands. Stay faithfully with every assignment and job description you've been given. Whether to sing or to sweep. Pass it and do it well. Heaven is watching. There's going to be days of reward. It will be noiseless. Where to be an accumulation of all the records of what you have done in past. You must understand that. God has trusted you with mentees, sons and daughters. Pray for them. Teach them with integrity of heart. Several times some of my sons asked me questions. And they asked questions. And I said, you know what? For this question you are asking, I'm going to have a seminar. Most people don't know that many of the seminars we are having is the question of one man. And I said, if you can have this question, many more have it. Let's have a seminar so they can sit and learn. We've had different teachings like that. God can say, I know. He will not fail his generation if he can bring him under him. That's why we do what we do. So when you say the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run in and they are safe. But blessed also is he that comes in the name of the Lord. The righteous should be able to run in and they are safe also. I began to ask myself, what kind of a man is Pastor here at Adeboye? When Bishop Oyedepo's crash almost happened, he said that morning, he just noticed that they said Baba is around 5 a.m. Before they say Lagos traffic, a man has driven from camp to Ota. When did it start? What was he doing when he said, let's go there?
How can a man say he's been praying from 11 till like, is it 4 or so? For over 40 years. What is this? And the bishop said he just woke up and he saw the old man entering from room to room and just speaking in tongues. And he never said a word to him, not good morning. They understand the code, father and son. And he entered the car back and drove off. The son was going to go into a plane that will crash that day. When you hear the testimony of that plane crash, everything had failed, but the hand of God kept it. No matter how strong you are, there are days that you will need the track record of those higher than you. That God can say, for his sake. So the question is, will I pay the price to become the man that God can say concerning someone for his sake? When he searched my altar, would there be a sacrifice there? Enough for God to say, for his sake, I will give you a second chance. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo was going to have an helicopter crash. In fact, it crashed until he said the last call he received before it happened was from Pastor Hia Adebue, who said, I just want to check on you. And that was enough to avert death, just checking up on you. That God can say, this man is predictable enough, the energy is sure enough, that if I can have a handshake with this person, death is averted. What he carries is that predictable, that when death sees his handshake, it leaves. Even when he did not discern to say death, go. Just by standing there. That is what we are pressing into. That's what we are praying into. That's why we fast. I've not sat to eat anything today. Not because it is ministry. Not because there is this conference. That's the way I've lived my life. They say, what will you eat? I say, hold on for a while. Hold on for a while. Something needs to happen. It has to be a lifestyle. How did I build it? I saw that fasting was tough. I will fast till the fear for fasting dies. It is the easiest thing I do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Lift your hands and say, God, that you will trust me as a man with your predictable curriculum. That you will trust me with a generation. That you will trust me with your children. That you will trust me. Amen. As I started studying, I noticed that not all preachers were catching my fancy. I became increasingly interested in preachers that became a baptism for every new generation. Men like Egan. That you barely can find any man, or you barely can find any man who became something after him, who didn't drink under Egan. What did God put there? Pastor Hia Adebo even shared that this thing is from Egan. And I went there and knelt down and said, all that you have is what I want. And he laid hands on that man. And you can see the same result duplicated, even in greater proportion. I remember sitting on the altar in camp. And I sat down there. And I was watching Baba in front. And I said to the person who was sitting together, I said, it looks as though there is a creature on this altar that is breathing. There's a wave of presence that comes. Like when you stand in the sea, it waves you over, then go back. Waves you over, then go back. I said, what is this? And you said, this man will just say, wave your hands. And God knows, no matter do you know how many people are in that place? You talk and say, this. They are not teaching doctrine. Shh. Do you know how many people are not dying again? Because God can trust that man. His intercession and prayer. The prizes. What have you done for God to trust you with a generation? One time he came to the altar and I heard what I've not heard before. I have never heard this in my life before. And he said, I was praying and my daddy said, there are partners who should have been called home, but I can't call you home because you are partnering. So I want to release you now so I can call new partners. And you stay there and say, okay, I'm released. Ilelo Lord. And that's not gimmicks. The birds that were feeding Elijah for 3 years could not die. They were on divine assignment. How much more men? It wasn't gimmicks. Some men have gone past that level. You know the integrity of their work with God. It's not gimmicks. They called Methuselah a useless man till the day he died. And then the flood came. And they discovered that it was a presence kept keeping them. He was not making noise, but the energy was enough to keep mercy abundant. I pity the generation saying, what are these men saying? And they would drag them on Twitter. If they go without contesting for the mantle, then the mystery has started. Do you know the number of things that should have happened in this country? But for some men who are not shouting, but they are speaking where it matters. Those are our templates. Those are the men we look at. They are saying it where it matters. We'll talk about how COVID came to Africa. Africa that people should have died like water and stopped. During COVID, I saw a video of an hospital in America. Trucks piled up, stretched. What was inside? Bodies. They predicted that Africa would have bodies on the street. But what hand? By what force? By what prayer? By what intercession? Could God say, if you have failed politically, that's why I placed dangerous prophets here? You wonder why Nigeria is struggling with the kind of ministry gifts we have. Because of the kind of problems around this nation. Without this gift, this nation would have been finished. That my life can become so predictable. God can say, there is a problem in Kano, and all I need to do is to send him there. That's it. He can face other assignments, knowing he will not fail. Can I tell you to pray and say, God, help me. I don't know if this has provoked you at all. Both in the way you pay the price, in the way you fast. Help me.
Fire, Lord, teach me the pathways of the Spirit, anoint me with your oil, fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord, teach me the pathway of the Spirit, anoint me with your oil, fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. There's an outbreak already, so just help them. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Oh me, yeah. Oh me, yeah. Oh. Mo fe mo mi, yeah. Oh me, yeah. Oh me, yeah. Oh me, yeah. Mo fe mo mi, yeah. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. For the Spirit and the Bride says, come. Many of you are getting invitation to come to a new realm where you can be trusted with destinies and lives. Where you can be given a predictable syllabus that works. Oh. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sit down for a while. Streams of life, sit down for a while. Oh, Jesus. I ask that you will sit on lives like the refiner of silver and gold. No, don't say amen. What I'm saying is going to happen. Till man becomes exactly as you. Father, there's something you placed on my life that never made me doubt following you at any point. With so much hunger, doggedness, and will and determination. Find somebody in this crowd, oh Lord, and mark that heart as I speak. Seven of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mark those hearts. Let them be ever burning. Ancient world, ever true. Where's the choir? Changing me and changing you. Sing from where you are.
We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient world sing hard. Ancient world, ever true. Changing me and changing me.
For a minute. Sit down for a minute. The Lord told me while I was praying towards this meeting. He said, I have David who are still in Adullam. I have David who are still in Adullam. He said, fill your horn. Oh, Jesus. The Davidic anointing. Though poor, yet making many rich. The Davidic grace. Though still passing through, yet raising men. The unction to impart on the whole generation. The Davidic oil. To be trusted with men. The Davidic spirit. That God can bring men. And know with exactitude. That they will come out strong. And better. Oh Jesus. I see the heavens opened. And fresh grace. Released to men. For the quality of what lies ahead. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Emi mimo ese o. Emi awon woli. Eyin kuku lagbara wa. Emi mimo ese o. Emi ha wo woli. Eyin kuku la gbara won. Can you try and be seated for a while more? Let's be seated. How can you walk when you don't know the ways of the way? How can you run when you don't know the ways of the sea? How can you fly when you don't know the ways of the Spirit? His power at work in you is bringing everything.
Obedience to God
is changing everything.
It's changing everything.
In obedience.
In obedience to God
is betting everything. In obedience,
in obedience to Christ.
Oh Jesus. The Lord said to hack someone, for how long will you hide? How long? How long will you hide? How long will you say I'm not enough? How long will you say I have my issues? For how long will you hide, says the Lord? I have knocked at your door with strength to give you the grace it takes to forge ahead. This many times you have denied me, but I've come again to check on you. For how long will you hide and deny my children of a leader? If I have it, it. For a while, sit. There is a destination we must get to. We'll ascend and ascend, but there's a destination we must get to. Oh, many of you are receiving templates. You are knowing what to do.
Some of you are receiving strength. You are getting back to certain things that is required. Some of you are receiving impartations and baptism to go and be trusted with destinies, lives, sectors, systems, wealth. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Oh, Jesus. You alone can help us, Lord. You alone can help us. Sit down if you can. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Now you must understand that when God wants to raise a specific people, He does not just give a curriculum or a syllabus. He gives an environment. For the mighty men of David, the environment was Adullam. There are certain things you can't become by proxy unless it is genuine. Maybe in boundary of nations and through hunger, I've seen people drink as though they are there and drink more than those who are even seated. Jesus did not say, "Watch me from afar." He said, "Follow me and I will make you." So it means there is something about the curriculum that will be seen only when you are close. There's something about it. There's something about it. There was something Elisha saw. That when the sons of prophets said, "Do you know that God is about to take your master from you?" He could say, "I know, hold your peace." At that close range, he had seen something. So when he said, "I want twice as much," it's because of what he had seen. I noticed that when people fall out, it is because either they are close but far by heart. That distance is always the heart. Nobody falls out if the heart is needed. I say this again. In ministry, you can have 100% of people that you began to erase, and 100% you carry to the promised land. 100%. There is a possibility. But you are not responsible for the possibility because you can't help their heart. And notice to pass in, on campus goes beyond just knowing what you are learning. You must love your lecturer. Certain things you can't learn until you love the method. And that's why John was the one who died a natural death. He will always refer to himself as the disciple that the master loves. The disciple that the master loves. Love is two-way thing. You must know how to give it, but you must know how to receive it more. Because there are days of trouble that it is receiving that will keep you. It is receiving it that will keep you. Many believers get frustrated because they are tired out in love. They give. They never seem to know how to receive. Because it takes faith to receive love. You must know that you are loved by God and where He has placed you. You will doubt their heart and doubt the method and doubt many things. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Environment, atmospheres like this carries possibility that you can't get in tapes. Anybody, I'm sorry, apologies to those watching online, unless with a dangerous form of hunger. But it will take being here to know what you feel here. Because the atmosphere is part of what God is using to weave something to your destiny. Are you following what I'm saying? It is part of what God is using. I don't want to get outside my teaching. I will have told you that when you get to heaven, there is a reason why everything testifies of Christ. Everything speaks of his glory. From the plants to everything. Atmospheres. Atmospheres. There are certain things that are only conveyed in certain atmospheres. Those who drank under the days of Agin and went for those Holy Ghost meetings, they seem to carry something that it is difficult for those who listen to tape to get. And I know what I'm saying. When we hear their stories, you hear the references. At a certain point, we sat under certain clouds and this and that happened. You'll hear men like Pastor Podjo Emade refer to the Holy Ghost service in Ibadan, organized by Bishop Francis Waluke. And God said to me, will you give me that kind? I said, God, you can only help me. And he said, this is my instruction and this is your consecration. From today, start doing this. It was the most humiliating instruction. There is a servanthood price to pay to become the atmosphere. It is one thing to get it right in prayer and fasting, but there is something, there is a process God must take you through that kill your heart to certain things, because you cannot destroy while building. Never understand the power of proximity in your quest for emergence. It does something that is unbelievable. It does something that is unbelievable. It does something. That when the disciples want to speak about their authority to speak on certain matters, they will say, have we not been with Christ? What was it about being with Christ? Who are you with that you don't even have revelation of them? It takes revelation to access it. Depth of revelations. Many times we do certain things, and when the people God wants to raise through that structure is over, God will say, move to something else. But did they drink? Did they drink indeed? There are places you will go to, they never know that your time there is very short. And they drank with carelessness. They thought they will always have it at close range. Only for them to... Do you understand what I'm saying? When you want it and you get the opportunity, desire it fast and do everything to press into it. Press into it. Hunger can change a lot of things about a man's life. Hunger shows the quality of your revelation. Hunger. Hunger is what removes the veil of carelessness. It removes the veil of familiarity because you know what you want. Whether you despise a man or honor him, it does not change what he carries. Your post only affect what you receive. It doesn't change it. It doesn't change it. It doesn't change it. I got to Abuja, I told them, God has sent me here for a quick walk. But will you discover it? Will you realize this is what you should become? This is, having pastored you for whether a year or two or three, this is what the people should be. The end was determined. Then God said, go and start. So where we are journeying to is an end that is already written down. It's a deliberate work. It's a deliberate labor. Every teaching is not careless. Check our teachings in this church. Everything is towards achieving something. We'll go back and come back again until they get it. Because there's a quality that God wants to raise. Stop fighting as one beating the hair. You've not been called to do everything. Know the specifics. Know the specifics. Not every preacher has been called to raise you. You must know your own archer. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man. You must know the people God has given the grace to skillfully launch you. I met many big names. And I have opportunity to big names in this country. Many people don't even have an idea of the relationships I have. Many pastors that by the grace of God, that will never post online. Pictures with them, because that's not the essence. That's not the essence. And I said, I know the one God has placed to launch me. It is this man. I stay here. I honor him. Whatsoever he says binds in my life. Before we did this meeting, I called him. We had over an hour of conversation. This and these are the things God is saying, sir. This is what we are doing. This is what God said I should go into next, sir. Please, sir, help me pray about it. I never stepped my feet to Abuja unless myself and my wife had gone and knelt down. It is not about the Apostle Lazarus that they know. There is a grace that must work. I've seen it here. If you speak it, it will work. It is recognition. When pride enters the heart of a generation, it kills their imagination. It is not about names. I know my own archer. I don't listen to everybody in the body of Christ. I don't. And I can tell you, I've been in that church for a while. I don't miss their Bible study. If I miss it, I'll go back and listen to it again. Because a grace can be raising you and you are not hearing him. How can you say a man is raising you? Through what? And that's why you can become what the grace has already lifted. The grace on his life has dealt with it. You are just becoming it. Because you will not fasten yourself. We must break the bands of arrogance on a generation. It takes discipline and humility to sit down and say, I will hear. There is something in this for me. I am preaching to the church, but this is my own message. What I preach is for your own edification. I have my own pastor who preaches to me. I will fumble and crash if I don't hear him. Because I will run out of fuel. The template and everything, I need to hear it. As busy as I am, pastor is here. Called for meetings. There was a time, that was it last year? I couldn't make it for the first day of the meeting. I shut down Sunday service. This is where I am. Say, we have branches that should be, this is where I am. I must increasingly tell my heart, I'm not too big to sit down. The same house that accommodated me in small days cannot be small now in my eyes. If it looks small, let's build a bigger one. Not that, let's leave. There is a heart you must have. Beyond all this hunger, there is a heart. There is a heart God is looking for. There is a quality of heart. So we don't raise people who just have hunger and lack the heart. God raised men by heart. Because there is a heart God can trust to latch over a generation. There is a heart. I remember kneeling down and I cried to God. As long as your blessing is upon my life, this man will never have to cry for what I have. Just give me the slightest nudge, O Lord. I'm just trying to show you the heart posture. And by the grace of God, I'm not saying what I'm saying so anybody can come and give to me. If you are close to me, you will know how much I reject and I abhor many things. And I never accept, believe, or take seed from anyone, son, daughter, or mentee, who I know are not listening to what I teach. Once I see that they are not listening to me, it doesn't matter where they are speaking from. The seed they have, I reject it. Because it is a seed that will destroy me. If you have been blessed, then you can communicate back. Some people give seed as peace offering. We don't know what he thinks about us. Let's buy his heart. No. The road to this heart is that you love Jesus. It doesn't matter whether you have or you don't have. Come, you'll be made. And that's become the bane in the body of Christ. People know that they can buy their fathers. Even when they are not listening to him. Their life is totally opposed to everything he's teaching. They never submit. They never account. You don't know anything about them. They are sons. They are daughters. And they bring seed. And you sit on it and collect. From who? God said to Cain, if you are accepted, if you have done well, will your offering not be accepted? They're going to celebrate my birthday last year. Said they are contributing birthday for me. I said, return all their monies. Not because they are bad people. Somebody can go and sit down somewhere and say, I'm broke now because we gave a birthday. They are just calling us. I will not take sandpaper. It won't digest. When this grace begins to work on their life, it will produce at a level. They don't have to contribute. If they have the heart. Because some don't have the heart. It will produce at a level. One of the disciplines I have is the discipline of receiving from people. I want to give to you this. By the grace of God, I'm not broke. And I cried to God that please bless me so that people's seed will not influence my message. Bless me so that people's seed will not influence my message. So when I teach giving, they know I'm not teaching from emotions. I'm teaching as a man who is doing it and us. Because there's an arrogance that comes when people feel that they know pastor know they have this money. And they talk about giving. Say, that's us. Fear start coming in. No. Men of God, pray that God should bless you. Because you need it to speak to a generation. And if it has not come, it is humility to see speak. Because the authority you have is of Christ. Is that okay now? The authority you have is of Christ. Is of Christ. Is of Christ. As God began to increase our finance and everything was growing in church, God said, step aside from anything that comes to the church, from the church to you. Step aside from it. Step aside and I will bless you yourself. So I'm free to teach anything and say anything. I don't drink the water of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But in the midst of those situations, there are people that you know their heart, true track record. That when they say, I'm doing this, you know where it is coming from. You know where it is coming from. You know where it is coming from. And the same thing, don't do that with God. You can't use money to buy his heart. He already loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you already. Just do what is right. Follow his will for your life. Submit to his precept. He will make you. He will make you. When by the story of the potter, so I went to the house of the potter and see me walk on something. The hands of the potter are ministers. Fivefold hands. Fivefold ministry gift. Fivefold. Five fingers. That's what God used to make men. Pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. Know where God has placed you and stay there. Fasten yourself to the vehicle. Listen to the teachings and listen well. Listen as one who is researching. Listen with, see, you can never download messages of your spiritual father and your mentors and listen if you don't have honor in your heart. You cannot. And that's one of the manifestations of pride. Just notice that you just feel they are basics. You just feel they are basics. I mean, they are basics. One day you get to the end of your road and God says, go back and listen to a message preached on May 20th, 2021. You find it and all your answers are there. Why have you not seen it before? There is a culture that must not die. I watch Shiloh. And I see Dr. Paul Enneche. I see Dr. David Ibiomi. I see all of them seated in front, writing. These people have ministries. One of them has the biggest church in Nigeria as we speak. The biggest auditorium. But you see him seated there, writing. Because sonship is not about size of ministry. It's not about size of your pocket. It is a revelation that God has planted me here. And you will have it to prove again and again that the more you lift me, the more humble I become. That one, you don't say, God, know my heart. You will prove it by displaying what is in that heart. One of the most powerful tools that the devil is using against generation is pride. Pride through lack of recognition. Lack of recognition. Lack of recognition. Lack of recognition. I kept wondering, what did Jesus do to the 12? One fell away. In Acts 17 verse 6, look at the remark they had about Jesus' product. Look at the remark. I don't know if this thing can come on. Acts 17 verse 6, they referred to them as men who had turned the world upside down. What did you do to them? They enter into any territory, they shake it up. What did Paul learn? What did he learn in Arabia? What did he learn there? Who taught him? What did he learn? That everywhere he went, signs, wonders, conversions followed him. He was one man like 50. Bishop Oyedepo said, discipline makes few formidable. That is when you have men who are disciplined, you need a few for the work of many people. You know if this person is there, what 20 untrained people will not be able to do, this one will be able to do it. If I blink, she knows what I'm blinking about. One time, one of the lecturers for our International School of Ministry saw one of my daughters. She was the one doing everything, running from hotel to do all those things. And he called me and said, that lady is like a man. She's like 20 people. Nothing was falling off the hands. Strength built with time. Capacity developed through training. Through training. Through training. Through training. What have you done to these men? That if any of them step to a new church, maybe you are not in that time, and they step to a new church, they know a gift has come. All those who have been lazing around suddenly see people that will convict them. Because a culture of work has been built here. Any church where they are not giving, learn from winners. You look at what is happening in winners. A culture has been built, fasting to their consciousness. Cause the man from today to talk about tithe. They've seen it work. True commitment to saying the same thing till they understand. Criticism should not make you change your message. You must be that dogged. There is something we cannot stop saying till you understand it. We have to repeat it again and again and again. Many of you seated here will be the men referred to by your generation in the nearest future. I want you to understand that there is an atmosphere here, that there is a covenant behind it, that men who stand out in the nearest future to come, all will have reference to this atmosphere. God said, "This I hold to you." I don't know what I did to deserve it. So I knew at that point, I must study those that God trusted with transition. Let me give you one. Because I can't finish everything. I can't even finish this teaching for this year. So I'm just going to give you a few points. One of the things that must be in the curriculum of giants. One of the things that must be. If you look at the way disciples followed Jesus, the way the men of David followed him, you will see that this was one thing, one of those ingredients that marked them apart in this institution. One of the things that must be learned. I'm not listing them based on order of importance. I'm just listing. One of the things that must be learned, must be taught practically and experientially, is process. 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 There is something process works in a man that nothing else can achieve. Okay, let me leave this in code. A while back, I sat under a man. And as I sat under him, I noticed that everything he was saying was like milk and honey. It was coming from a depth of sweetness I could not explain. It was so sweet. And while I was there, the Lord reminded me, salted through tribulation. Salted through tribulation. Then I remembered, this man has gone through fire and survived. There is a part of message that is beyond eloquence. This one is the byproduct of winning. The byproduct of not saying, not giving up. This is what is juiced out when you are squeezed and say, "I stay." It is a sweetness that can't be bought. You can't buy this as an application. It comes. People can't tell why they can't stop hearing this man. Check the process. There is a kind of man only process can bet. And let me say this to you. It doesn't matter the impartation. Without process, you will still not become. Process is so powerful. So powerful it should be learned. And I hate to tell the story, but I'm going to tell it anyways. I remember when our ministry was converting from a ministry, a Bible study ministry, and a discipleship ministry to church. And I have one of the girls with me. She had introduced a guy. You know these stories. She had introduced a guy and said, "I like this guy." She introduced, the guy met her under me as a daughter. And I talked with the guy. I said, "Okay, right, you can go on with it." And over time, the guy convinced her and said, "Well, I can allow you follow him because they're a ministry, but as a church, I can't allow you follow him." Who is he to say that? Is he married to you? So the girl came and said she was going to go. I said to her, I said, "What this church will become, I know. And I feel even him needs a woman who has gone through this process. Because that will emerge is settled. The wisdom of what you will learn from here, it will need it in the ministry." Guess what? It took the girl to another place. The guy later rebelled against the person and still broke the heart of the girl and married somebody else. I knew from the start, we may be like this, we will not finish like this. There's something we are doing right. And it's at seed level. It has not produced. Even now it has not produced. I got to Abuja. God said to me, "I will give you a city in this city." It's a sealed word. It's a sealed word. I was calling my friend. We're driving through the airport. Just driving to be, we stay in the same estate. And he said to me, he said, the last time you came, all the things you said, God has done. Property started coming, we couldn't tell how. I remember praying yesterday night. God said, tell him, I'm bringing him a fully furnished property. I noticed that most of my friends even received me as a prophet more than some sons. I was speaking to another one in Brazil. We're having video call. And while we're talking, he just said, yes, yes, yes. When you came to Enugu, you told me that God is opening international doors. Said, since then, I've got calls. God said to me, if this grace can open for others, much more will he open for you. You can't die like there's no bomb in Gilead. If any other pastor is a scam, not all pastors are scam. I'm saying one statement can change your life. And there are testimonies to prove it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Watch out. You will not be able to tell where it is coming from. We'll just come and announce. We have 20 acres here. Somebody just brought it. I'm telling you. You see, I'm not joking with you. I've always said it like this. You think I'm joking till you see it. I've always said it like this. I told those in Abuja, we have 3 months to build this kind. We have 3 months. We're not wasting time. Say, hey, No. If it is God, it always works. Somebody said again, process. One of the things, one of the lessons you must not miss is the lesson of process. There is something only process can teach you. There is a form of humility you can't have except you are a man who has gone through. When you go through process, patience resumes work in your life. Because process makes you patient. You are having so much grace, you are knowing much, but things are not coming at the level of the grace. Sometimes you are happy. Look at the church, 70 people, glory! You think you have gotten it right, following Sunday 25. And you are wondering, what is this? Process. Process. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Sometimes having prayed, you have fasted, no money to break the fast. Process. Process. Stay with it. When this ministry started, I was staying with you and I was staying on your bunk. He was a part one student. My very, very good son. Let me celebrate him. I will go to his bunk. Please sit down. He will go and locate another bunk. Sleep. After I call, he was staying at Awo. Though Awo. I don't know if they are Awo right here. Awo is a terrible place. It's the closest to Kirikiri. When you go to their room, there somebody is spreading onion somewhere, somebody is spreading iru somewhere, and you have no control over who is doing so. Because you can come back and they will... Let's leave it. And I stayed in all their rooms. I don't know if there's any one of them who have not housed me before. I shared the story of myself and Pastor Henry went to Koza. Look at, see, this man here, he's done me a wicked thing. See, come. Let me tell you. See the way he suit up, he suited there. That's the way he suited. Me, that I was doing ministry, JJ God said I should go to Lagos for apostolic ministry. So I was staying in the house. He helped me walk out how to stay in the hostel. There's no house to stay. So we went to Koza. This dress, pa! Me, I wore one cardigan and one trouser. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know. I got there. The devil just called my attention. Look at the shoes of your mate. I look at their shoes. Brooks, Oxford, different kinds. I look at my own. One clothes shoe that when you wash, it takes different colors depending on time. I was pinching him. Why did you? You didn't tell me. Wait by me now. You didn't tell me that this is it. Ah. I got angry after the meeting. I said, let's go and buy shoe. People in Ife had contributed some money. and say, we support you for apostolic trip. Part of what I did with that money was to go to Computer Village. We also went together. I didn't know. I went to Computer Village to buy a phone, because at least let me be able to stay online in touch with my guys. Somebody came to meet me and said, there's a phone I can sell to you. You won't believe it. The phone charges other phones. Computer Village. I said, let's go. Come and show me this phone. They took us to one corner. We're going together, myself and him. Went to get that phone. The phone looked great. And it plugged another phone to it truly and it charged. But I didn't know, you don't buy that kind. It was that the way that place works is as though when you leave there, all the problem comes back. So I left. I used that phone as though God does not love me. And when I was tired, the person I gave it to, from the day I gave him, he entered depression. It was that bad. So I said to him, I said, let's go and buy shoe. I'm angry. They've sent me maybe some 15,000 from Ife. You know, people come together. Students who are sending money to their pastor. I say, we contributed in this meeting. We want to send to you, sir. Send me money. Say, let's go and buy the shoe. We got there. I picked the shoe. Say, how much is this? Say, 40-something thousand. I got angry. What do you mean? This Lagos, see how people are doing, eh? The last time I bought a shoe in my life was 1-2. And I'm not joking. Until that point, the last shoe I bought was 1-2. I didn't know things had changed. I was like a man coming from the ancient world. So I was angry. What was it? You know, you have money. I can't remember. Why you send this shoe? It caught my attention. I said, sir, actually, a little one is expensive. I said, hey, yes. Say, ah. He said, even the one I'm wearing, sir, is like, is this price? This price? How are you wearing it? Let's go. That's how we left. That was then. We didn't remain at that level. We didn't die there. And I said it with humility. If I want to be buying shoe every day of my life, I will buy. But imagine giving up because you couldn't afford a shoe and thinking God didn't call you. While I bless God for those that God is using and they are wearing fine suit, I will use what I have till I can afford it. Go and check my pictures of years past. It is one suit, color graded and mixed on Photoshop by Yemi Kings. People started coming to me to ask for suit to do best man in weddings because they saw me post suit. I said, it's the same black suit. It's made it blue. It's made it white. It's made it different colors. I posed for the same picture. And the idea was for him to be changing the colors. We actually snap with that idea. How about any suit, any photographer? But nobody dies at that level. There is a body of knowledge that process brings to you. It makes you humble. It makes you identify with those who are passing through. Please be seated. I can't go to any ministry and see 3 chairs and say, look at them. Why would they come here? They are small. No, sir. They are not small. Anything that has life will grow. They are not small. They are not small. I saw a movie years back. Some soldiers were going to fight against the emperor. And they got other allies. And these guys were just 300. And the allies were many. And the head of the allies said to them, you didn't bring, say you brought few soldiers. He said, no. And he went to the soldiers of those ones. I said, son, what do you do? He said, I'm a blacksmith. Son, what do you do? I'm a farmer. Son, what do you do? I am this. And he asked his own 300 men, what do you do? All of them made the chant of war. I brought soldiers. You brought civilians. Sometimes you may get to a place and there are 5, but those 5 are generals. It is not about number. It is about quality. Not numbers. Are you following what I'm saying? Process. I shared this and it looks funny. In case you are following me because you feel God has blessed him, let me shock you. Going to Abuja, we couldn't afford accommodation that would take us for a while. Not because the money was not available. It was first available. God said, release it. So we had to wait and we had to be lodging. All of us will pack ourselves there. I've told people's children, follow me. knowing fully well that you can't regret it. Follow. Many of them resigned from lucrative jobs and said, we are going to Abuja with him. We trust him. And one morning we are all in the lodge, seated. I came out of the room and police entered and raided all of us. Just this year. I said, bring your phones. Sit down. Check everything. Check laptops. They said, we got report. That's why people are here. They've reported you to us. I said, check. We're all ministers. We're all ministers of the gospel. So they checked and checked and they left us. And I went to the room and I cried to God, provide. We've got to get out of this mess. That same day, God opened the door and we're able to get what we need to get. I come to the church, you come to the reception, you see AC everywhere. Come to my office, you see AC, you sit down comfortably. If I go to Abuja, I put chairs together and I lie down in the office. Cartons everywhere. I said, this is the process. It is called reinventing the wheels. I passed through this then. I'm ready to pass through again for the sake of the gospel. I'm not too big to pass through. If it will mean that I will preach from my parlor, they know I will and I will share it online. I'm not part of those ministers who share only success. There is a generation who need to see our process and be encouraged. So you say, Apostle Femi Lazarus, even you slept on chairs. Yes. Yes. And I remembered when I do, before I go to preach in Bible study, I have to bend and lock the door. My ribs are painful. And I said, God, you know, I will do this again and again till we don't have to anymore. But there's a level where you don't have to. So I come here. This is comfort ground for me. I'm not going to stay here. It's comfort zone. Everything you need is available. I like new grounds where we trust God from the scratch for microphones and speakers. And we see him show up again. It gives us another level of trust. Maybe that's why apostles are rugged. Another level of trust. Thank God Pastor Moyi is here. Please let me celebrate him. Came all the way from Abuja. I've never for once felt like, how many are we in church? The same energy, same grace, same spirit. Who teach these guys till they become giants. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is predictable. Process. Process. Don't be far from it. Don't be far from it. No matter how much God lifts you, be ready. See, even soldiers, regardless of their rank, they still maintain their disciplines. They can stand throughout the night if need be. A soldier is a soldier. Always, once a soldier, always a soldier. You must understand that. Don't be a soldier who has now mature to lose the military drills. You can't afford to do that. You'll be taken off guard. You'll be taken off guard. God comes tomorrow and says, the next place you are going is Somalia. Somalia, I go. I'm not going to blink. The question is simple. Should I go with my wife or come back once in a while to see them? It's that simple. Somalia we head to. And we'll see God show up in Somalia. Harvest of souls again. Hallelujah! Don't despise process. Let me leave you with this scripture. Okay, first read James 1. James 1. James 1:3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, yes? But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So when you are waiting and waiting, it's not like you are losing. There's something happening. There's a perfect work that is going. There's a perfect work that is going. There's a perfect work that is going. There's a perfect work. There's a perfect work. Go through the process. Submit to it. And love God while going through it. Don't cry through it. Learn through it. Emerge through it. Grow through it. Praise God through it. Can't remain down forever. If you put a seed on the ground, people may come and trample on the seed. But that doesn't mean a seed is not there. That's the level. Except a grain of wheat first falls to the ground and dies. It abides alone. It is dying. But that's what is needed for life to come. A time comes, it becomes a mighty tree. Even a fool can't match it. Don't cry after honor. Go through your process. Don't beg for recognition. Go through your process. I have never in my life envied any man for any platform. I have never desired any platform. As a matter of fact, if I have my way, I will only teach in Spirit of Life branches. Because I want to sit on my people. I've seen that sometimes there can be some forms of delusion. And I'm saying this to myself. Particularly when you run a church with going everywhere and leaving your people. It is counterproductive. I bless God for what God is doing through everyone. But I stay where God has placed me. I will support anyone with any capacity God has given to me. I don't want to be like them because I am who God says I am. Are you following what I'm saying here? Process. It works patience in you. Lastly, I'm going to show you Deuteronomy chapter number 8 from verse 2. Deuteronomy 8 from verse 2. He said, and you shall remember the way. Can you give me this in NIV, please? Do you have it? And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. Thank you. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you, to test you, in order to know what is in your heart, whether or not you will keep his commandment. There are certain things that God will not know until you pass through. At that point, you can't say, God, I'm tired of serving Jesus. Is it because I've given my all? That's not how to go through. You stay. You don't grumble. You don't complain. You enjoy it. And you thank him for the privilege to count you worthy to go through it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You thank him for the privilege to suffer this for his name's sake. Don't complain. So that by the time what you want now comes, you are now happy. That's idolatry. Your joy must be constant. With or without those things. I shared the story of the day we're here before we went to Abuja. Some things were not going well in church. And I hate to beg people to give. I don't like it. I don't like anybody treating my God as though he's begging. I personally try to avoid that on his behalf. I just said, okay, Lord, I empty my account. Let this be done and I'm done. This. And told my wife, this is what we are doing. Let's empty up. We are the pastors of this church, so let's lead by example. And they could go and afford what they wanted to buy. When we're going home that day, my wife said to me, we need to buy diapers for our daughter. I said, gather all the handkerchiefs in the house. Put them in a pant. Use it for her. She won't die. We gather them. She's going to survive. God is going to bless us. Somebody reached out to me that evening after church on Sunday. I said, Papa, I'm so sorry. I just sowed a small seed. Please forgive me. I just felt led to sow it. How much was the money? 2.5. But it was enough sign to help us avoid my daughter using napkins. When you go through process, that's when you appreciate the power of even small things. That most times, not for the size, it's for a witness that God saying, I sent you. And when they come, give thanks. Don't say small seed. Give thanks. Tomorrow I'm going to show you many more things that must be in that curriculum. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed tonight? Have you been blessed tonight?
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.